Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're joined right now by Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices everyday tags through the store and save on the items that you buy most, and by Verizon, the New England Patriots powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
Good, guys.
We know you can take losses pretty hard. How's it feel to get not only the team's first win of the year, Mike Vrabel's first win with this franchise, and also the team's first win in Miami since 2019?
Yeah, it feels great. You know, it's hard to win in this league. Obviously, it's hard to win down. It's been hard to win down there in Miami for us, so it feels great.
What do you think of Drake May's performance? Jones and I were just saying we think it's the best he's ever looked in the NFL.
I mean, he played great, man. He guy's a stud, man. You know, he's a special talent. We love being in the huddle with him, love competing with him. So, yeah, it was fun to be able to fly around with him yesterday.
I heard a little snicker in there, so I assume I know where this is going. But lots of debate last week about Drake May and his plate. Is there too much on his plate? We certainly dabbled in it here on this show. So any thoughts on those criticisms of Drake May being overwhelmed?
I got no doubt in Drake at all, man. I'll let you guys try to debate on all those things, man, but we got no doubt in this locker room for sure.
What's the feeling like for the offense after a long scoring drive that ends in a touchdown, but then you see the extra point is missed?
Just move on. Next play. You know, it is what it is, and obviously we know we're going to execute those, but you just got to move on and get ready for the next draft.
Similar question, the highs and lows on the sideline when you see the Dolphins bring back a punt return, then Gibson answers with a kickoff return. What's that high and low like on the sideline?
Yeah, that was one of the more crazy things I've witnessed in football. Yeah, I mean, shoot, that's just resilience, man, response, just continuing to play, continuing to fight, and then AG obviously making, you know, a lot of guys making some big-time blocks on that, but also AG making a big-time play in a big-time spot.
You see Vrabel motoring up the sideline. Have you seen any of the highlights or images of that? He was cooking.
I did see that a little bit. Yeah, he was moving down the sideline.
What was halftime like for you guys? Because it felt like you were dominating the game, and yet you were only up by 1 point on the scoreboard.
I mean, that's the NFL, man. That's part of it. I mean, these teams, every team's good, especially the Dolphins. They're at home, man, the home opener. We knew it was going to be a dogfight. So, you know, we were ready for it, ready for the challenge, and we, you know, just had to respond.
Okay, you guys won last week. So you're 1-0 with the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week. You know we're bringing it back. Let's hit it.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Golly, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, Hunter, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised ever, 1 being not surprised at all, how surprised were you when Destiny's Child broke up?
Good Lord, I was young, man. I was so young when that happened.
1 to 85.
Let's go 45.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
Wow, more surprised than the ending of The Sixth Sense.
It is. It's interesting. We're trying to figure out the scale
all
here.
Right. Well, we're gonna keep track of these all year long, Hunter. We appreciate the time joining us every Patriots Monday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas. See you, man.
All right, Hunter Thank Henry you. Here on Jones and Keefe right. Every Monday on WE. Yeah, 45.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.